Well, this is exactly the question. What is a typical Indian coffee house? Until about 10 years ago, it was fairly easy to say. They were fairly grotty places in some ways, though full of local colour and charm. A coffee would have cost you about 5p. Food ranging from sort of limp omelettes through to great piles of biryani, probably cooked several hours before. Rudimentary hygienic conditions, no air conditioning, and a lot of noise. But recently we've had a whole range of new coffee houses, much more like the modern ones, Cafe Society, developing in India. There are hundreds of them now. They're doing well. And the whole question is, which of these coffee houses is more representative? New air-conditioned one where you can get your cappuccino for about 50p, or the old ones where you can still get a coffee for about 5p, but you are not going to get any air conditioning, and you're certainly not going to get a frappuccino, latte, choco, whatever.
Is this a classic case of traditions being swept aside by the new globalised India with its emerging middle class?
That was my idea when I set out researching the story. I thought this was going to be the same old story, globalisation, India, aspirant middle classes, all the rest of it. Now, it's certainly true that some of the old coffee houses have fallen on very hard times. Visiting them, it's not really surprising. They're pretty unpleasant places. They've had no investment for years. They're badly located. They stink quite often. They're really not very nice. Then you go to the kind of new places, which are cold, which is great at the moment because the temperatures are now beginning to get hot. It's late spring. They are clean and they are full of happy young Indian middle class. That was my view. But then I went to a few more coffee houses and found that actually quite a lot of them are doing very well. Those that are better positioned, those that are right next to a university, for example, are thriving, full of people, full of noise, full of discussion, and full of 5p coffees. Both of these elements coexist. You can have the new aspirant globalized coffee houses, but really they're just, as one of the marketing managers for one of the big brands here said, they're just scratching the surface. And actually the real middle class is the one that we don't really take much notice of, which is middle class by Indian standards rather than by Western standards. And it's huge, and it's full of the kind of kids who can afford a 10p coffee, which their parents probably couldn't have done, but certainly can't afford a 50p coffee. And they're the people who are still going to the standard old coffee houses.
If people listening to Guardian Daily and want to go and sample a traditional coffee house in India, do they need to get over there fast before they all disappear?
Yeah, but this is it. I mean, I don't think they do. I think a lot of the coffee houses are doing pretty well. At least that's what I'm being told, and that's what I saw. I mean, some of them are certainly closing, but other ones are doing well, and coffee drinking is increasing rapidly in India. The future, I think, will see a convergence of these two trends. I mean, I think you will see an Indian coffee house, which is a mixture, has the best of both, which is affordable, comfortable, but still has local character. I think you'll see the indigenisation, if you like, of the European imported idea of coffee houses. Houses, and relatively rapidly too. I don't think that's going to take too long.
Jason Burke in Delhi.